on Michelet, and we pointed out yesterday that we have a number of factors that have to be stated at the beginning of any human work. Who is the human being who is the author or the creator? The one who puts things together. So here we have Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. We spoke about why we have three different titles. What is the raw material? Those are the Mishalim and Mishlei. Then we dealt with the Tzura of the Sefer, Lada'as Chochma Umusar Lahavin Imre Vina, that this is going to be the means to the end. But what's the end? So the end is, that we're up to currently, Pasuk Gimel, Lakachat Musar Haskel Tzedek Umishpat Umesharim. This is the purpose of Shlomo HaMelech's writing Sefer Mishlei. Lakachas, to take from the Sefer. We should be able to take from the Sefer Musar Haskel. We point out that Musar are the struggles of life, the challenges of life. Haskel, that's where the Gra fits in. Tachas hu lakachat Musar Haskel, dahainu sheyatzliach. That we have a pasuk, vayhi David b'chol drachav maskil. So Musar Haskel means to be able to struggle successfully, to be able to know how to live one's life properly. That's lakachat Musar Haskel. Adam la'amal yulad. So if a person was built to struggle, was created to struggle, to have a successful struggle, akachat musar haskel. In order to have that successful struggle, then we need three elements. Tzedek u'mishpat u'meisharim. So let's look in the perish of the Gra. So he points out, tzedek mishpat u'meisharim klomar ze haskel. This will guarantee an individual's success in the struggle. Shetzarech ha'adam lakachat, sheyehei bo kulim kol hamidot. A person has to have this rainbow of midot, ha'inu tzedek, la'asot chesed utzdaka im kol habrios, that on the level of bein adam l'chavero, and on the level of bein adam labria, there should be a gather of chesed utzdaka, should be an act of giving. U'kishiyach b'derech zo levad, but if he's only going to be giving, then ein ze musar haskel, he's not going to struggle successfully. Ki lo yatzliach. She'lefa'amim tzarich ha'adam l'midat ha'kas, shehu mishpat. You could use other phrases as well in terms of din, but clearly that a person sometimes has to stand firm. That, rather than give, has to be able to say no. When should a person say no? Hainu bein ola bein atzmo. When it comes to others, we should be giving. When it comes to ourselves, we should be able to say no. We should be able to hold ourselves in line. Kemo shekosuv chazal, olam yargiz adam yitzro hatov al yitzro hara. Lo lech achar ta'avato. That a person should be able to say no to his ta'avot. Not just say no, but midat hakas, to get upset at himself for lack of saying no. He should have self-criticism. He should be able to do a serious itbonanut, and in order to be able to grow, he has to realize that he has to cut himself short, even at the expense of yelling at himself. It's easier when I live by myself to yell at myself than when I'm at home. But b'cholzot, it's always good to be able to yell at yourself. V'af l'sh'ar b'nei adam. Now, sometimes also, even in interpersonal relations, there's also a need to say no. Tzarech l'midat ta'kas letei din l'resha'im. We have a mitzvah of tochacha, to be able to point out that which is improper, and also there's a concept of shoftim v'shotrim, of being able that there should be checks and balances on other people's behavior. Leish kedarachav lefi adin. So we have over here then the midah of tzedek, the midah of nesina, the midah of giving, the recoil, the midah of mishpat, being able to say no. V'chein meisharim. What in the world over here is midat hayosher? So divrei Torah, as in all svarim, are niyim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher. So the footnote over here sends us to the perish of the Gra in Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Ches, where he explains our pasuk. It just happens that he explains it when it was written down, it was explained over there rather than over here. And so he points out Shlosha Darkei Hashem Kamo Shekotuv L'Mala Tzedek Mishpat U'Meisharim. Again, there's no new pasuk. Simply the Gra continues some 100 pages later. Tzedek Miyamin, that's what we call Midas HaChesed. Mishpat Mismol, we call Midas HaGvura, Midas HaDin. U'Meisharim Hu HaMimutza, what we would call classically Tiferes, that's Meisharim. Meisharim means there's a balance. U'Mechaber Shnehem Yachad. Dehainu shetzarech adam lasot tovot utzdakot rabriot v'hu tzedek. On one hand, mishpat hu ze hatzarech lasot yisrimus igufim la'atzmo. Ben adam l'chavero is tzedek. Bein Adam La'atzmo is Mishpat, Lishbor Ta'avotav. Umeisharim hu hamemutza v'derech ha'yashar. Namely, that every, there shouldn't be extremes. That every tzedek should also have limits. That every mishpat should have some rachamim, which is pulled in. That a person should try. That's the concept of Sefer Hayashar. That's the concept of the Torah. That a person should understand. We spoke about it yesterday. Lohavin imrei bina. That what the Torah does is it gives the person the understanding that there is a balance. And so over here also everything should be tempered. The chesed should be tempered with mishpat, and the mishpat should be tempered with chesed. Let's say, for example, you want to break your own ta'ava, so you want to yell at yourself. No, but in other words, you shouldn't break down your own self-image. A person has to have an identity. It's not a question of breaking the person, it's breaking the ta'ava. So there has to be an understanding that if I'm going to bang my head against the wall because I'm frustrated, I'm just going to get a headache. That's not the way. In other words, I could say to myself, no, but I have to figure out a way of placating whatever needs I have in some other manner of heter. That's basically the derech hayasha, that like Rav Nachman pointed out to Yalta, that everything that has an iser, there's a parallel heter. Vada, mayim gnuvim yimtaku, but that's not a reason to do an iser. But if you need that if you have to fulfill a certain taiva, so fulfill it in a manner of heter, rather than breaking the individual. So that's over here the Meshurim. It's like we'll see later on in the Grud that people have built-in natures. A person was born under the constellation of Ma'adim, so there he has to see blood. It doesn't have to be blood of a murderer. It could be the blood of a shochet. It could be the blood of a mohel. In other words, that there are other areas where he can be involved in something that for some reason Akash Baruch Hu felt that this is part and parcel of his genetic structure. But it can be not only the heter but the mitzvah. V'lachein musar haskel eino rak im yeh kalul mikol shloshet hanal. So musar haskel, to be on the right path, means that we have to understand that there is a rainbow of midot that we have to put under our control. V'az yetzliach b'chol derechav. Okay, then we move over to Pasuk Daled. Now, we have to understand, this we're not going to accomplish all today, maybe yes, maybe no, but that the Hakadama of Sefer Mishlei goes from Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Zayin begins the Sefer. Yirat Hashem Reishit Da'at, that's the beginning of the Sefer. So after we have over here the essence of the purpose of the Sefer, we have fallout. That just like every mitzvah goeres mitzvah. So L'kachat Musar Haskel will bring about L'atet L'pisa'im Arma U'lena'ar Da'at U'mezima. The first perish is L'atet means that now we can teach others. First the person is L'keach. Right, first the person has to fill his own batteries. Once he fills his own batteries, then latet, then he can spread the wealth. Latet lepatayim arma. That's the first parish of the Gura. Achar shehelomed v'yeda v'gam yekayim. Again, it's not just enough to know that this is how the Yetzirah works. A person has to try it on himself and first see if he can control his own Yetzirah. Only then he should go and try to tell others how to deal with their Yetzirah. Az yeh yachol gam lelamed la'acherim. V'zehu latet. That's giving. V'od, and there's another parish over here, which deals with the person himself. We know from the Ramchal and Mesilas Yesharim that there's a midah called Kedusha. Midah of Kedusha, the Ramchal begins, Tchilasa Hishtadlus V'sofa Matana. Namely, a person can have yearnings to rise above himself, so he has to try and pull himself, but the bottom line is, it's a gift of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kedusha. And we daven for that gift. So over here also, we could say the purpose of Sefer Mishlei is L'kachat Musar Haskel, to teach a person how to live a proper life, to give him a certain degree of understanding that will enable him to deal with others and with himself. And then, L'atet, and then he can also get a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Od she'taklita Sefer Hazeh she'af achar shelamad v'yodea v'yekayim yelo siyata d'shmaya she'yavin od. There are certain things that we can't necessarily understand on our own without help of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'zehu latet lo min hashamayim. Namely, latet lapetayim orma means this person himself. In other words, he can reach a certain plane in terms of his studies, and then once he reaches that plane, he can then move on to the next level with the gift of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tchilasa hishtadlus v'sofa matana. So tchilasa is lakachat, and then he'll get a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pasuk Dalet has these two understandings. Both are correct. So we have over here two types of individuals who still need help. One is the peti, and the other is the na'ar. Who is the peti? So the Gra points out, Kisuk chachma nechlak lekama minim pratiyim. Umehem chacham ve'arom. The chacham is someone who's mishalamad v'kibel v'yodeya harbe, someone who has gathered wisdom, called objective wisdom. V'arom, there's another form of chachma, which is what we call a person who is street smart. He may not be, may not get 100s on all of his tests, he may not get 800s on his SATs, but he knows how to be mustadir in life. He's the Arom. Namely, that he, hu hayodea lefatot, v'lomar dvorim tovim emetukim. He knows how to convince other people to be able to get him to where he wants to go. We would say he has an agenda. And he knows how to give of on tamon velibo. It's not necessarily an agenda which is all positive. But that's a level of chachma. In other words, one has to realize that that's a person who has to be dealt with. V'chein hamakir umevin etzeh nikra gamkein arom. So over here, it's not to teach the peti, it's not to teach the person who is a tamim to become an arom. We're not interested in creating people with agendas. We're not interested in creating charismatic charlatans. That we're not interested. We're interested in that when he confronts the arom, he should know who he's confronting. Right? Levon, Yaakov was the Ishtam Yoshev Oalim. He had to be an arom. Right? That's what he told Rachel. I can match your father. Not that I'm going to be a trickster, but I'm going to realize when he's tricking me. Of course, it was a process. Well, it wasn't immediate. First, he lost a few battles. My father's Zichron of Racha once told me that when he came here to the yeshiva from Baltimore, the first time he was brought here by his father, by my grandfather Zichron of Racha, and they met the Rosh Yeshiva, that was Dr. Revel at the time. So Dr. Revel turned to my grandfather and says, "You want your son to be a Rav?" So my grandfather said, "No, I want it to be a maven of a Rav." In the end, he became a Rav. But a Rav is not necessarily an Aram. But he has to be a maven. In other words, there's a concept of being a maven, of being able to stand on the outside and understand what's going on across from you. So over here, one of the functions of learning Sefer Mishlei is that we will know how to deal with Arma, because the strongest of the Arumim is the Yetzirah. And we pointed out, that's Ladas Chachma Musar. The form of Sefer Mishlei is to understand ourselves, what goes on inside of ourselves. There's a lot of Arma that goes on inside of ourselves. Zehu Latet Lepisayim, Lemishu Kalu Hitpatot, Machmat Shehutam, Eni Odei Armi Miyut, Ayadeze Yihye Arom, namely, he will be able to be Maven the Arom. Yavin Pituyav Shel Yetzirah. Who is the na'ar? So na'ar, we know that there's a verb in Hebrew, lina'er, means to shake something out until it's empty. So those who are simply missing chachma, lo'osan shem reik mi chachma, so we'll give them da'as u'mezima. What's the difference between da'as and mezima? So their Gra points out, pinimiyut v'chitzoniyut. Da'at is the theoretical knowledge, and the mezima is taking the theoretical knowledge and being able to bring it practically into the world. There's a Hebrew term, a modern Hebrew, called mezam. A mezam is someone who initiates practically, someone who will get incubators off of the ground, who will be able to take theoretical ideas and turn them into practical science. So that's over here, the da'as u'mezima. Okay, we'll stop over here. So we still have two psukim left for our introduction, and then we'll move into the sefer. So our Seder Hayom is that Sunday is Yom Rishon de Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's not even Shabbos Sheni Shel Golios. It's Yom Rishon. So we learn on Sunday as well. So Sunday means it's an hour earlier, and I would say after the 1:30 Mincha.